Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Islamic Republic of Iran throwing a barrage of missiles and drones at Israel, enabling the Houthis, the Hezbollah, the Kataib Hezbollah, the Hamas, to attack Israel and its neighbors. Iran, where does it get the money? Follow the money. I welcome Saeed Ghassan-Manajad of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy to help us understand where the money comes from and how. Saeed, a very good evening to you. The news these last days is that the U.S. House of Representatives, led by the Republicans, barely, has passed a package of aid, but also within that package there is new sanctions, broadening sanctions against Iran to include foreign ports, I'm following Bloomberg, vessels and refineries that process or ship Iranian crude in violation of existing U.S. sanctions. Fine. And yet at the same time, we have voices that sound awfully convincing, though cynical, saying very little is going to happen. This from an expert that Bloomberg Television talked to at Energy Aspects. What I really want to highlight is that this is a U.S. election year. So let's not kid ourselves, said Mr. Sen. All sanctions are sanctions on paper with anything that remotely causes all prices to go up. I just don't see myself believing that they're going to enforce it strongly, the sanctions. Saeed, you have written about the sanctions and how they have not worked to the satisfaction of many critics before. Does this mean the new legislation that Congress has moved through the House, it needs to be approved by the Senate, will also not work effectively because they're not enforced? Good evening to you, Saeed.
Good evening, and thank you for having me. The legislation is the good news. So basically, the Congress tells the Biden administration that what it has to do is come at the back of a letter that legislators wrote a few weeks ago. But at the end, it's the Biden administration that needs to enforce them. And as you said, it's election year. The Biden administration really needs to somehow cut the interest rate before the election. And for that, they need the energy price not to go up, because if the inflation is going up, as we saw over the last 3 months, the Federal Reserve will have very few reason to cut the interest rate. So I don't see the Biden administration really enforcing this. And if you want to go in detail where the Iranian oil goes, it basically goes to China. We know who is buying it. We know the tankers, actually, this tanker trackers company track these tankers from Iran to the destination. So if you look at the numbers, in March, Iran exported 1.8 million barrels per day. That's the highest since October 2018. So that should tell you where we stand. The Biden administration really does not enforce the oil sanction. 80 to 90% of Iranian export goes to China. And since the Biden administration came to power, based on my estimate, Iran has sold something between $104 billion to $116 billion. So that's the floor and ceiling based on what's the discount price that the Chinese are buying, let's say between 5 to 15% of Brent. So that money is actually turning into missiles, turning into the regional aggression, turning into oppression at home. So the Biden administration and the Communist Party of China are basically the financier of what Tehran does: terrorism, regional aggression, operation at home. I think that's a very bad situation for the U.S. government to be, but that's where we are. If the Trump administration's policy had been in place, Iran would have had $72 billion less. And that $72 billion is the money that's going to the IRGC, to Hamas, to Islamic Jihad. And we see that its effect on the world.
Let me understand this correctly. The reason the sanctions are in place is to restrict Iran's ability to fund bad acting. However, the Biden administration does not enforce the sanctions, to our understanding, not because they want a JCPOA reawakened, the suspect nuclear weapons program, not because they want a rapprochement with Tehran, but because of the price of oil, the price of oil before the election. Do I understand that correctly? It's about inflation. It's not about missiles.
I think when they came to power first, it was because of the JCPOA that they started not to enforce it. But right now, I think it's mainly because of the inflation, because I think the Biden administration itself doesn't hope that the JCPOA is going to be revived.
Then we go to the question of what is to be done. The people in charge of sanctions regime in Washington, in Brussels, in London, they know what they're doing. They can see it. They can see the banks that are handling the money. They can see the ports, all of that. Do they just continue to watch, knowing that they're not being enforced? Their jobs are immaterial, except for they do them very well, but nothing happens. Is that what it's like for them?
I think that's exactly what's happening. I think they somehow accepted that Tehran will go nuclear when it decides. The only way to prevent Tehran from going nuclear at this point is probably some kind of military strike. And after that, you need to have a policy of maximum pressure on the regime, maximum support for the people to overthrow the regime. I don't see any other way that we can actually fix this problem.
Here's another puzzle. I'm told that there are Chinese banks that are extremely reluctant to get involved in selling or buying or handling Russian money, Russian purchases, Russian imports from around the world because of the sanctions regime on Moscow. I'm told that these banks, mostly Chinese banks, are concerned about secondary sanctions, and yet they're not concerned about secondary sanctions on Iran. Is all that correct?
I think so, because we key Chinese companies, whether they are banks, whether they are refineries, we only go after these front companies. So these front companies can be replaced, but if you actually go after these key Chinese companies, big Chinese companies, they cannot be replaced. You can replace a front company very easily, but a legitimate company with tons of businesses across the globe, that cannot be replaced easily. So we need to go after them, but obviously the administration doesn't want to confront the Chinese over this issue.
All right, one other way to talk about this. When the Trump administration cut off the JCPOA and instituted sanctions, did they cheat on the sanctions, or were they enforced and were the Chinese frightened of them?
I think especially at the beginning in 2019, 2018, we have seen that the oil really went down. The oil export of the Iranian regime really went down. In 2020, it came back a little. But after the Biden administration, we have really seen that it's really growing at a very fast pace. So I think the Trump administration did a good job in 2020. Probably they were very much concerned with COVID. So somehow they missed some of the developments that were happening. But generally, the Trump administration was able to enforce these sanctions to a very good degree.
Saeed Ghassemnejad is a senior advisor on Iran and financial economics at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
We all deserve some yay in our day. So say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that add wonder to your routine, like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. It's called Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, works brilliantly, and it's fun. So it's pretty much magic. And for the adults, Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste, which is just as good without the unicorns. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
There's a time and a place for Filet-O-Fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.